W1590 AM Denmark, W250 CV Green Bay,
and always streaming on the Civic ABC Media app.
ABC News, I'm Andy Field. The Justice Department and Special Counsel's Office are not commenting, but sources tell ABC News former President Trump has been indicted on federal charges related to his handling of classified materials after leaving office. ABC News Chief Justice Correspondent Pierre Thomas on what he's hearing from sources.
They have told me that the evidence amassed by the FBI is compelling and in some cases devastating. And one of the things that we can see by the conspiracy charges, although we've not yet seen the specifics, is that that speaks to the fact that there were other people allegedly working with Trump to conceal and keep these documents from the federal government.
Former President Trump calls the case a hoax on his social media site, saying he's innocent. Federal judge in Mexico charging a Venezuelan migrant for his alleged role in a March fire at a detention center that led to the deaths of 40 migrants. New York lawmakers have passed a bill to consider reparations for slavery. This is ABC News. Los Angeles District Attorney's Office says it left Twitter due to a barrage of vicious, homophobic attacks that were not removed by the platform even after they were reported. Investigators in Colorado determining what caused a deadly December 2021 wildfire.
It was a firestorm moving through towns in Boulder County.
These high winds really are making it uncontrollable.
Over 1,000 homes were destroyed in a matter of hours. Two victims vanished, believed to have died in the fire. Over $2 billion in damage was done. Now, a year and a half later, investigators issuing how the fire started. Boulder County Sheriff Curtis Johnson says it was two fires, one from a trash fire days earlier that sparked up, and another from arcing power lines that met, creating the monster fire.
I share in that loss as I lost my home to the Marshall Fire.
The decision now that nobody will be charged. Alex Stone, ABC News.
Now that the COVID-19 national emergency is over, White House says Dr. Ashish Jha will return to Brown University in July. Andy Field, ABC News.
Attention, Wisconsin veterans.
Hello, I'm Tony Evers, the governor of Wisconsin. If you are a veteran struggling to pay for rent, utilities, or other life-sustaining services, I want you to know that the Veterans Rental Assistance Program is here to help. You have already made a most noble sacrifice. You shouldn't have to continue doing so. We are here to support you. The Veterans Rental Assistance Program was created by and for people living in Wisconsin, with benefit approvals being issued to veterans in just days, not months. It's never easy to ask for assistance, but rest assured, we're here to help. You've always been there for us. We want you to know that we're here for you. Call 833-WISVRAP. That's 833-947-8727. Or visit VRAPWI.com. On behalf of the state of Wisconsin, thank you.
When snack time rolls around, don't settle for the same old, spice it up with Emmanuel's Mix. Imagine this, corn rice cereal, pretzels, and mammoth pecans, plus a unique coating that perfectly melts sweet and salty. Emmanuel's Mix Spicy Blend even won first place in the Grand Champion Eats and Treats competition at the Wisconsin State Fair. Now that's tasty! A proud member of Something Special from Wisconsin and served on the sweet level of Fiserv Forum. Emmanuel's Mix. Log on to emmanuelsmix.com. That's emmanuelsmix.com. And get snacking.
The Talk of Green Bay, 1590 AM and 97.9 FM WGBW programming is broadcast from the Bug Tussle Studios.
Bug Tussle, keeping you connected to the world around you.
When snack time rolls around, don't settle for the same old, spice it up with Emmanuel's Mix. Imagine this, corn rice cereal, pretzels, and mammoth pecans, plus a unique coating that perfectly melts sweet and salty. Emmanuel's Mix Spicy Blend even won first place in the Grand Champion Eats and Treats competition at the Wisconsin State Fair. Now that's tasty! A proud member of Something Special from Wisconsin and served on the sweet level of Fiserv Forum. Emmanuel's Mix. Log on to emmanuelsmix.com. That's emmanuelsmix.com. And get snacking.
The Todd Alba Show.
We'll be moving to the afternoon, Monday through Friday, 1 until 3. Trigvi Olsen has graciously agreed to follow us into the afternoon. We're going to get to talk about the Lincoln Project and politics in Wisconsin, all across the state of Wisconsin.
I know, isn't that exciting? Where the beer is cold, the cheese curds are squeaky, the Harleys roar, the Eagles soar, and the Packers score, Todd.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekday afternoons from 1 till 3 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
This summer, 1590 AM and 97.9 WGBW has a new starting lineup. Starting at 6 a.m., the Mayor and Mino. Then at 8, the Earl Ingram Show. 10 to 12, As Goes Wisconsin. At noon, Civic Media Network News. At 12:15, Town Call. 1 to 3, the Todd Alba Show. 3 to 4, Matt Flynn Direct. 4 to 6, the Devil's Advocates with Dom and Crude. And 6 to 7, the Maggie Dawn Show. On 1590 AM and 97.9 WGBW.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
Do you get sick of the news? Wonder what it's all about and why it matters to you? Tired of the talking heads? Want to move beyond talking points? For those that want to know, there's only one place to go, and that's the Maggie Dawn Show. Come listen to a pragmatist that gets beyond the politics.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
Mondays through Thursdays at 6 p.m.
on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Hey, son, how are you feeling?
I'm fine, Pops.
What's on your mind?
I can't explain it.
When your kid can't find the language, find the lyrics. Start a conversation at soundedouttogether.org. Brought to you by Ad Council and Pivotal Ventures.
leadership skills.
Did you mean the Mayans? Was that the Mayans?
Yeah, is it the Mayan and Aztec symbolized every 10th day with the dog, and those born under this sign were believed to have outstanding leadership skills. Well, I know the Chinese calendar. I was born under the year of the rat. So
I think I'm the ox, the year of the
ox.
Ear, I don't
know. Yeah, the Chinese calendar.
Something uncool like the ox. I don't know. The rat's kind of cool.
I think the rat is very cool. Yeah.
Next tattoo, Wendy.
Ratatouille.
You got it.
Right on.
Flamingos are pink. You know why?
Why?
Do you have any idea why flamingos are pink?
Well, some sort of pigment, but because they're albino? I don't know.
Yeah, flamingos are pink because shrimp is one of their main sources of food.
So they eat the shrimp and then it comes out pink on their feathers? Is that what's happening?
Well, according to this fun fact, that's exactly right. Okay. Back, listen, this is a funny one. Back in 1924, a monkey was convicted in South Bend of the crime of smoking a cigarette and sentenced to pay $25 fine.
What?
Yeah, a monkey in 1924 was convicted in South Bend of the crime of smoking a cigarette and sentenced to pay a $25 fine.
South Bend, Indiana? I don't know.
It's South Bend. I don't know.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Okay, so we were talking about a vole and a mole at one point. Maybe that's on tomorrow's contract. But a mole can dig a tunnel 300 feet long in just one night.
Whoa.
That's pretty long. Yeah, just one night. That's crazy.
Wow. Give us one more one.
Okay. After eating, a horsefly regurgitates its food and then eats it again. That's gross.
That is so nasty.
Here's one, really quick.
Hurry.
There are almost 60 million dogs in the United States. Please spay and neuter your pet and adopt, do not shop.
Right on. Good way to end it. Hey, if you're listening to the show, you're part of the resistance. Peeny Geeky, Wendy, for the fun facts and all you do for being on the show for the last 7 years. We're still here. We are the seventh generation.
Free Leonard.
The Todd Alba Show.
ABC News, I'm Mark Remillard.